weekend.
Thank you, Sarah. Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Wednesday, the 25th of June. The general synopsis at midnight: low Biscay, 1,017, expected North France, 1,008, by midnight tonight. New low expected just west of Bailey, 982, by same time. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours: Viking, north at Sierra. Northwesterly, becoming variable 2 to 4, then backing southeasterly 3 to 5 later. Showers, good. South at Sierra, northwesterly 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4. Showers, moderate, becoming slight. Forties, Cromarty, 4th, Tyne, Dogger. Variable 2 to 4, becoming south or southeast 3 to 5. Showers, occasional rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Fisher, German Bight. West or northwest, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first in Fisher, backing south 2 to 4 later. Showers, good. Humber, Thames, Dover. West, becoming variable 2 to 4, fog patches, thundery showers later, moderate, occasionally very poor. Wight, Portland, Plymouth. Variable 2 to 4, becoming west or southwest 4 to 6 later. Fog patches, thundery showers later, moderate, occasionally very poor. Biscay, cyclonic, becoming west 4 to 6, thundery rain, good, occasionally poor. Fitzroy, Seoul, variable 2 to 4, becoming west or southwest 4 or 5, occasional rain, fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. Variable 2 to 4, becoming west or southwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Fog patches, occasional rain later. Moderate, occasionally very poor. Shannon, west or southwest 4 to 6. Occasional rain, fair later. Good, occasionally poor. Rockall, south or southwest 4. Increasing 5 or 6, occasionally 7 later. Showers, rain for a time, good, occasionally poor. Mallin, Hebrides. South or southwest, 4 to 6. Occasionally 7 later in Hebrides. Showers, rain for a time, good, occasionally poor. Bailey, south or southeast, 3 or 4. Increasing 5 to 7, perhaps gale 8 later. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, Faroes. Variable 2 to 4, becoming south or southeast 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later in Faroes. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Southeast Iceland, easterly, becoming cyclonic 5 to 7, perhaps gale 8 later. Occasional rain, moderate or poor, occasionally good. Now for the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, southwest by south 2. 24 miles, 1,006, now falling. Stornoway, south by west 2, 24 miles, 1,005, rising slowly. Lerwick, west, northwest 2, 15 miles, 1,004, now falling. Lucas, west, southwest 3, 22 miles, 1,007, rising slowly. Bridlington, west 2, 1,008, rising more slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, southwest 5, 200 metres, 1,012. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, west by south 4, 1,000 metres, 1,013. Jersey, north northwest 1, mist, 1.5 miles, 1,014, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, southwest 1, 2 miles, 1,013. Scilly Automatic, south southwest 3, slight drizzle, 3 miles, 1,013, now rising. Valentia, south 1, recent drizzle, 6 miles, 1,010, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, southwest 1, 16 miles, 1,009, rising slowly. Malin Head, south 3, 16 miles, 1,007, falling slowly. Now for the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Wednesday the 25th of June. The general situation: the United Kingdom is covered by light westerly or southwesterly winds during Wednesday, winds becoming occasionally strong over some waters by Thursday. Fog may be a hazard across far southern waters for a time. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southeast 3 to 5. Showers, then fair. Occasional rain later. Good, occasionally poor later. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Variable 2 to 4, becoming south or southeast 3 to 5. Occasional rain later. Good, occasionally poor later. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Variable 2 to 4, becoming south or southeast 3 to 5. Showers, then fair, rain later. Good, occasionally moderate later. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southeast 4 or 5 for a time. Showers, thundery later. Good, occasionally moderate later. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Southerly or southwesterly, becoming variable 2 to 4. Mainly fair. Thundery showers later. Good, occasionally poor. North Forelands to Selsey Bill. Westerly or southwesterly, becoming variable for a time 2 to 4. Fog patches, thundery showers later. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. West, becoming variable for a time 2 to 4. Fog patches, thundery showers later. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southwest 4 or 5. Fog patches, thundery rain or showers later. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Southwest 2 to 4, increasing 5 or 6 later. Fog patches, thundery rain or showers later. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Southwest 2 to 4, increasing 5 or 6 later. Fog patches for a time, rain or showers later. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southwest 4 or 5. Mainly fair, occasional rain later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Isle of Man. Variable 2 to 4, becoming south or southwest 4 or 5. Rain or drizzle later, good occasionally poor later. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. Variable 2 to 4, becoming south or southeast 3 to 5, then veering west or southwest 4 or 5 later. Showers, occasional rain later, good occasionally poor later. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southerly or southeasterly 3 to 5, then veering westerly or southwesterly 4 or 5 later. Showers, occasional rain later. Good, occasionally poor later. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Southwest 2 to 4, backing south or southeast 3 to 5, then veering west 4 or 5 later. Showers, good, occasionally poor later. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Southwest 3 or 4, backing south or southeast 4 to 6 for a time. Showers, occasional rain later. Good, occasionally moderate later. Shetland Isles, variable becoming south 2 to 4, then backing southeast 4 or 5 later. Showers, occasional rain later. Good, occasionally poor later. And that completes the shipping bulletin. Now on Radio 4, as we celebrate 55 years of Prayer for the Day on Radio 4, is Father Philip Blackledge with the sound that inspires him.
Good morning. Before I was ordained, I spent a few months being a verger in the cathedral where I would become curate. It was a great training in knowing how the cathedral worked, but it was long hours. You had to be there before morning prayer and there to lock up after evensong. A cathedral kind of breathes during the day. It's quiet in the mornings, almost housing silence, but it can feel expectant, like a choir waiting for the first downbeat. It can echo to thunderous hymns and the excited chatter of children. It can resonate to choral music, but my favourite sound was the silence. I find the same silence in the church where I am now in rural Scotland. The quality of silence after a feast day like Christmas and Easter is different from other days. It's contented, like lying on the grass on a summer's day. In one of my favourite hymns, the hymn writer writes, "Where Jesus knelt to share with thee the silence of eternity, interpreted by love." The fact that the silence of eternity can be seen through the eyes of love means that this world is not neutral, indifferent to us. The very silence is fertile with goodness, an embrace waiting to happen, a song waiting to be sung. What better description of prayer can there be than to kneel and share with God the silence of eternity interpreted by love? Gracious God, you are with us in the noise and haste, and you are with us in the quiet times and places. Be with us now, in this moment, that we can hear the silence and find in it the love you have woven there, the hope that is waiting to be discovered, the life you call us to lead. May we carry that silence with us and the joy that it brings. Amen.
Prayer for the Day with Father Philip Blackledge of Holy Trinity Church in Melrose. Now, Farming Today with Anna Hill.
Good morning. The Climate Change Committee says substantial action is still needed to meet emissions targets in agriculture.
Generally speaking, there's been no real progress in either direction for agriculture and land use over the last year, which really reflects an overall lack of progress in reducing emissions from agriculture over the last decade and more.
We'll have more on that a little later. First, all week we're hearing from the next generation of young people coming into agriculture-related jobs. Thousands will be graduating from a wide range of courses across the country. Many will be from farming backgrounds, but some are not. Harriet Hodgson has no family in farming, but became inspired to work in the industry after watching farming programmes on the television.